Leading the news this morning, several communities remain under threat from the raging torrent of water that began in Toowoomba and has swept to the east and the west. Eight people have died and at least six others are missing. The ferocity of the flash flood has been likened to a tsunami, sending people fleeing for their lives. It's been a terrifying night for many who've been left clinging to rooftops awaiting rescue. A large bushfire is burning out of control south of Perth. At least five homes have been destroyed and more are likely to come under threat. The fire began around midday yesterday. It's burned through about 2,000 hectares of land. Firefighters are preparing for a wind change that could cause more flare-ups. US President Barack Obama has led a nationwide minute of silence to honour the victims of the Arizona shooting. Around 200 people have attended a candlelight vigil outside the office of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She's still recovering from a gunshot wound to the head. Six people died and 14 others were wounded. The man charged over the shooting rampage will face court today. And the Basque separatist group ETA has called a permanent ceasefire in its struggle for an independent homeland in Spain. In a statement, ETA says the ceasefire will be verifiable by the international community. It's the first time ETA has unilaterally declared a permanent ceasefire in its campaign of bombings and shootings. At least 800 people have died over more than four decades.